I know not of any saint who is not devoted greatly to the Blessed Mother. Of course, in the last few days, we've had many feasts of Our Lady. Since last week, the Assumption, the Immaculate Heart of Mary yesterday, and soon we will have the Feast of Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa this coming Saturday, and many others besides. The saints all gloried in the wondrous feast of the Blessed Mother. And so do we, and so did the saint whose feast we celebrate today, not very well known, though he is in the Missal, in both rites of the Latin Church, St. Philip Benizi. St. Philip was born of the noble Benizi family in Florence, and of course he lived, as so many other wondrous saints did, in the 13th century. And when he was a young man, the Blessed Mother appealed to him in his heart, and he had gone to the University of Padua and had become a lawyer. But she appealed to him, and he entered the new order of the Servites of Mary that had been founded by 7 noble brothers in Florence itself on Mount Argentaro, where the Blessed Mother appeared to them and gave them their habit, which is very similar to the Augustinian habit or the Benedictine habit. And from then on, it has grown and grown. In the meantime, he entered, and a few years after his entrance, he was ordained to the priesthood and had many charges that were given to him. He did much to enlarge the order. It is noted that in one particular case, a person who had threatened him with physical harm, he converted him, and he eventually entered the order and became a saint. He is one of those saints that is a patron saint of those who suffer with cancer. I believe it was Saint Peregrine. And then on another occasion, as he was walking through the streets of Florence, he would meet every so often these 2 women, and they were both streetwalkers. And he converted them, and indeed, they entered into the second order of the Servites, the Servite nuns, which of course he founded under the inspiration of that of the 7 brothers, the 7 Servite founders. He became general of the whole order, and then he died still young when his time was due. But he was a great saint of the 13th century that we remember with great affection and love and veneration, as we should all the saints. Just as our children and some adults are preparing for confirmation in just a few weeks, everyone is asked to take a patron saint, a third or second patron saint, not their baptismal saint. And of course, some people ask why, and do we not need all the help we can get? Of course we do, and we can. So another saint will not hurt us. But a lot of people choose the same old saints, you know, which is wonderful, you know, St. Joseph, St. John, this, that, and the other, but there are literally millions of saints. And of course, God gives them many things to do in heaven in regards to us here, the church on earth, militant on earth, and the church suffering in purgatory. But at the same time, there are some saints that are never invoked, and I'm sure that St. Philip Benizi is one of those, but a great and wonderful saint. So many, many saints, and we ignore them. And so we call upon God to inspire us all and to inspire me to teach and preach about the saints, which is one of the great loves of my life, hagiography, the study of the saints. May St. Philip Benizi bless the Servite Order, which has fallen on hard times, as everything has, and may he intercede for us here in this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, of Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.